Now with our next presentation, one that we do read the evals that's been requested and is a fan favorite and I think is very, you know, spot on today with today's issues, and that's ChatGPT ethics. We have two great speakers for that today. Mr. Adams, and he focuses on counseling and defending clients in labor and employment and business matters. He's been at Haynes Boone for a while, and before that was at UT Law, did mock trial and moot court, and I thought it was interesting. He's interned for both the Texas Supreme Court and U.S. Federal Bankruptcy Court, which I think is a good mix there. And he also taught algebra at an at-risk high school, which I think is interesting because most attorneys I know are, like myself, horrible at math. The second one is Mr. Sensenbaugh. He is also at Haynes and Boone. And I think it's impressive. He's tried more than 20 jury trials to verdict. And that one there, I think, is more than most of us. He was in trial 16 weeks for the school finance system challenge, which is very admirable, which was tried over the course of 16 weeks, culminated in a 382-page decision holding the Texas school finance system unconstitutional. With that, let's welcome these speakers. And also, just to know that we have I have the iPad in front of me. If you want to message, and it gets to me somehow, a question to ask these speakers during it. And then also, I'll be running around like Donahue at the end of this if y'all want to ask questions to these speakers. But with that, let's give them a great round of applause.
Well, thank y'all so much for the opportunity to be here. We're the Ethics Hour. That's usually the most dreaded hour of the day, so it feels good to be not at 4 o'clock on the Friday or whenever the last presentation is to actually get a more featured spot to do this. You know, we are super excited about this topic. We have done it a few times. We really enjoy it. We really like this intersection of law and technology, and I don't think there's any area where technology is just running headlong into law right now than in artificial intelligence, especially ChatGPT. And we've all heard probably by now it's going to take all of our jobs. And so we're going to walk through that today and show you the things it can do, the things it can't do, and maybe give us a little confidence at the end that we're not going to be unemployed by December. I don't know. What do you think, Kenson?
We got a little time left.
Yeah, a little time left. Yeah, we're going to show you its mistakes so you know how to show your bosses its mistakes so we don't all get replaced anytime in the near future.
And so if those of you who read the agenda and received the invitation email saw that there was a blurb in there, and we thought it would be fun, and we've done this before, where we had the blurb actually be generated by ChatGPT. And we're using the term ChatGPT here as just sort of an analog for all sorts of generative AI, just because it's the most sort of common. It's like the Google of AI right now. And so we know there's other competitors. The same thing applies to all of those. But we had ChatGPT write a blurb, and you can see on the screen, it did a pretty good job. Now, the interesting thing is, and this probably speaks to the bias portion a little bit of AI, is when you don't add the parenthetical that accounts for the risks and pitfalls, the output that you get is just this glowing review about how great artificial intelligence will be. So you got to tell it, hey, be realistic, which is what we're going to do here.
It thinks pretty highly of itself, so you'll see that throughout. It's pretty confident.
It does, for good reason and for bad reason sometimes. And so today's agenda is really going to cover three really core tenets of ethics and how it relates to artificial intelligence and the intersection with the legal practice. And so the first one is going to be the ethical duty to stay updated on technology. Then the second thing we'll cover is the ethical duty to supervise and the basket of rules that apply to that duty. And the third thing is the ethical duty to maintain client confidentiality, which some of you may have heard stories and been familiar with that, but it's something to really keep your eye on with this kind of technology.
Yeah, and so we start with Rule 101. It is sort of the cornerstone bedrock rule of being a good lawyer and requires lawyers to maintain competent and diligent representation. And of course, that's a pretty broad concept, right? That can mean a million different things. And so the rule has several different comments that have been adopted over time to sort of flesh out, okay, what does it mean to be a diligent and competent lawyer sort of across the board? And this comment number 8 was added a number of years ago in response to the growth of electronic stored information, those kind of technologies that began to move the lawyer's file outside the office and into hard drives and on the cloud. And, you know, the comment was really addressing this concept, like, hey, it used to be that, you know, we could know our clients' files were safe and secure because they were in our filing cabinet, which is probably locked. They're behind an office door, which is probably locked. And we go home at the end of the day, we know those files are going to be protected.